This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We're live here at 570 KLIF in the house. And, you know, we've had a really great show so far, and I'm looking forward to some more really great stuff. And so, you know, before, without further ado, you know, we really need to hook up with our social chairwoman, Cynthia Smoot, to find out what's going on out and about in Dallas this week. Cynthia, thanks for joining us this evening.
Hey, Ashley. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm delighted. I'm delighted to have you. You know, I just love what you have to tell us because, you know, what I've been telling everybody the whole time, what everybody understands from this show is you got to get out and about to experience life. And, you know, I know for a fact, though, Cynthia, where I'm going to be Monday and Wednesday because I'm a true fan. I'm a true Mavericks fan. And for all those true Mavericks fans out there, even though, you know, our fate has been kind of disclosed and our fate for this year is set, still can make the Monday and Wednesday. So tell us what we got going on, Cynthia. I'm all ears.
Well, I love that you're a true Blues fan. They still need support even when they're down. So on Monday, you can take in the Dallas Mavericks. They'll be playing the Memphis Grizzlies at American Airlines Center. Rihanna's Diamonds World Tour will make its way to our big city on Tuesday. This bad girl of pop is the recipient of a phenomenal 6 Grammy Awards. She's sold over 37 million albums and 146 million digital tracks worldwide. She currently holds the record for being the top-selling digital artist of all time, and you can catch her at the American Airlines Center on Tuesday. Tickets are still available through Ticketmaster. On Wednesday, the Mavericks will be back, as you've already said, attempting to crush the New Orleans Hornets, and I will be at the grand opening of a darling new shop called Bel Air Home. They describe themselves as a fresh and fab little shop carrying furniture, art, home decor, jewelry, and accessories. They're located at 4715 West Lovers Lane, past Inwood. And they're hosting a grand opening celebration from 6 to 8. So I hope everybody will stop by and meet me and enjoy nibbles, wine from Sociology, and some shopping.
For all you women and all you men out there that I think have every single issue of Vogue, I think this has got to be your event.
Well, it is the fashion Bible. And for all those women whose Bible is Vogue's September issue and whose favorite season is fall or winter, as we call it, for Vogue's editor Anna Wintour, there's a new website that will feed your fashion fetish year-round, and it's called ShopSeptember.com. Shop September owner Laura Peter and I will host their launch party experience on Thursday, April 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Luminarte Gallery, which is located at 1727 East Levy Street in Dallas. This cyber destination showcases an interactive shopping experience, and so will this fashionable launch party. The event will feature an interactive lounge, art, fashion, and formal modeling, a super stylish prizes, complimentary nibbles from Hypnotic Sushi, wine and champagne, and lots of shopping. It's complimentary, so if you'd like to attend, you just need to RSVP to Susan at FriedmanPR.com. That's FriedmanPR, FriedmanPR. And mention that you heard about the party on Ashley's show, and you are on the list.
Hey, I like that. I like that. You know, I think, I don't remember if this was the name of the film, but I remember that film, Never Been Kissed. And I'm trying to think who was in that film. But anyway, I remember Big Bad Voodoo Daddy actually played in that film. Just a little bit of a film, you know, old school 90s, you know, film talk. But anyway, yeah, so tell us a little bit about when is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy going to be here in town?
Well, I love this band. They're super fun, contemporary swing revival band from Southern California. And you can enjoy Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, I mean, it's just fun to say that, at beautiful Annette Strauss Square in downtown Dallas on Friday. The tickets start at just $30 and can be purchased at the AT&T Performing Arts Center's website. And I don't want to end without an opportunity that we don't get in Dallas every day, which is the Bud Light Pro Fight Series Welterweight Collision Course. It's happening on Friday at the Hearst Conference Center. You can see Milton Bad Boy Ramos fight Rogelio De La Torre and other fights throughout the evening. Tickets start at $30 and can be purchased at standing8promotions.com. The Texas Rangers have home games on Friday and Saturday. So whether you want to enjoy some professional sports, a fashion show, or live music events, I've given you several options to get out there and enjoy our city this week. You can find details about the events we talked about here tonight and a host of other options at my website, ososynthia.com, or check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/ososynthia.
Awesome, Cynthia. And I look forward to everything you tell us. And I mean, I think most people live by this this social Bible here. I just, you know, it really adds a wealth of information as well as gets people out and about. And you're not having to go look through newspapers and everything to find it. All you have to do is go to osocynthia.com and find out what's going on every week in Dallas.
Well, I so much appreciate the opportunity to share some highlights with your listeners. And, you know, there's always a billion things going on in this city. It's one of the reasons I love living here. So whatever you do, get out and about and enjoy Dallas this week.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate our social chairwoman for being here this evening. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening and your rest of your Sunday, Cynthia.
Thank you so much. I'll be back next week.
Have a lovely one. Bye-bye. Yeah, Cynthia always helps us with everything we got going on, how to get out and about, and how to do what we need to do and have some fun and experience some new stuff. So joining us now is Jonathan Brownlee. Jonathan Brownlee is actually an executive producer of a film called The Decoding Annie Parker. And Decoding Annie Parker was recently at the Dallas International Film Festival, amongst a lot of other film festivals, which we'll be talking about that later. But he's also executive producer. You know, he's a transplant from Canada, from Ontario, as well as he's an actor, a writer, and producer. So joining us live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess is Jonathan Brownlee. Jonathan, thanks for joining us this evening.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on.
Just happy you could be a part of this. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jonathan. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved, in making the Decoding Annie Parker film.
Sure. Well, I'm what I like to call a 25-year overnight success. I've been in this industry, entertainment business, since I was a kid, and grew up in Toronto, as you mentioned, and went to New York to study and was on Broadway and at the Metropolitan Opera for a season, and then sort of migrated into film and television, and as a lot of people do, headed west to Los Angeles, and as an actor was on series like Seinfeld and Larry Sanders and did some features. And as a dual citizen, a Canadian-American, what was happening was a lot of film and television projects were moving to other countries, including Canada. So I used to commute back and forth to Vancouver from Los Angeles and worked on a lot of TV series there. And so the majority of my experience had been in television. I hosted shows on Home and Garden TV and some home reno shows, and then was introduced to this project, Decoding Annie Parker, which is actually my first feature as a producer, by the director and writer Stephen Bernstein, and he brought me on to help put some financing together and produce the film.
That's awesome. So tell our listeners about this film, Decoding Annie Parker. Give us a little backstory on it.
Sure. So Decoding Annie Parker stars Helen Hunt. It's her next feature. Samantha Morton, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, Rashida Jones, Corey Stahl, Alice Eve, and two great actors from West Wing, Richard Schiff and Bradley Whitford. And it's based on a true story of a woman named Annie Parker from Toronto, and another amazing woman, Dr. Mary Claire King. And Dr. Mary Claire King is the scientist that was able to find the BRCA gene, which proved that there were genetic traits in women to certain types of breast and ovarian cancers. And sort of during the 70s and 80s, and the medical profession kept telling not only Annie and, of course, Dr. King, that there really was no genetic links, there was no family traits to breast and ovarian cancer. Of course, we know that not to be the case now. In Annie's case, not being in the medical profession, she described it as something was stalking her family. Her mother died, her sister died, and that her father died as well. And she knew that there was something stalking her family. She then got breast cancer and ovarian cancer and a third cancer not too long ago. But of course, doctors back there were like, oh, it's just bad luck. Of course, at the same time, Mary Claire King, spent almost 30 years trying to find this gene, which we know is the BRCA gene now. And so it's really about the story of these amazing women, overcoming obstacles to basically come to the same conclusion, one a doctor and one a regular, just layperson. And it's not really a film about cancer per se. It's really a film about struggle and what happens with families. It's quite funny at times and quite poignant at others.
That's awesome. Hey, Jonathan, stick with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and be talking more with Jonathan Brumley about, we're going to be discussing, you know, schedules for the film festival, as well as some benefit screenings, as well as what he has in store in the future for himself and his dream and love and passion for film and acting. So stay tuned. Keep us on 570 AM or keep us on the iHeartRadio app, and we'll be back in two shakes.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.